special, Hold On Loosely, Jason's Classic Cut on a Thursday, Jerry Bader's Show, 10:07. Want to address a couple of thoughts. Governor Walker and I spent quite a bit of time talking about photo ID. I'm glad to hear that a special session may be called even before courts deal with it. Why wait? Makes no sense, because I think court's going to strike it down. I agree with that. Fix it and fix it now. Get that passed. I also did not get a chance to ask him about Bill Cramer, who Republicans likely will try to expel from office. He's encouraging Republicans to do their homework before they do that. But as for the measures, the uniform voting hours, which is really just to create a level playing field, doesn't really deal with fraud. Level playing field with rural and urban municipalities. And photo ID. What do we always hear, though, about photo ID? Well, there is no fraud. There is no fraud. There is no fraud. Hundreds of cases of potential voter fraud uncovered in North Carolina. State elections officials in North Carolina are investigating hundreds of cases of potential voter fraud after identifying thousands of registered voters with personal information matching those of voters who voted in other states in 2012. And you may also, it's not confirmed yet, have dead voters voting. Fox News dealt with, spoke with, Elections Director Kim Strzok. She told state lawmakers at an oversight hearing yesterday her staff has identified 765 registered North Carolina voters who appear to have cast ballots in two states in 2012. Could it be voter fraud? Sure, it could be voter fraud, Strzok said. Could it be an error on the part of a precinct person choosing the wrong person's name in the first place? It could be. We're looking at these individual cases. This is outrageous, said State Senator Thomas Goolsbee, Wilmington Republican. Another state lawmaker said, apparently we're not finding any voter fraud because we're not looking for it. Well said. Well said. That's exactly the problem. Well, there's no voter fraud. Well, if you don't put in tools to police it or find it, no, then you probably won't. Photo ID, by the way, if you look at Indiana, which their law has been upheld by the U.S. Supreme Court, it has not caused any decrease in voting. It has not had any suppressive effect on voters at all. That is just such a red herring. And neither will the uniform early voting hours. So clearly, Democrats, liberals have another reason for opposing what are just common sense reforms. And they know that's true. But boy, they can demagogue anything into race or voter suppression or both. They will. All right, I want to wrap up on something that we were talking about when the governor called. If you do have any thoughts on this, 406-1360, 888-455-1360. I am outraged by this, but apparently either I am sufficiently expressing that outrage on behalf of the listener or you're not outraged. UW-Whitewater's response to a student who recorded a liberal screed in the classroom is to ban video recordings in the UW-Whitewater classrooms. I am outraged by that. And I believe, and I didn't have time to ask the governor about this, I believe the legislature in the next session should act on this. I believe public institutions of higher learning should be banned, now follow me, should be banned from banning video recordings of their professors. What possible reason would you have for doing that? What possible reason as an institution of higher learning or as a professor or instructor or adjunct faculty at an institution of higher learning, what possible valid reason would you have from keeping students from recording what goes on in a classroom? I can't think of one. You know me. I usually do try to play devil's advocate. I try to put myself in the other person's shoes. What would one valid reason be? I cannot think of one. It is subsidized by taxpayer dollars. It is a public institution. It is a product delivered to customers. And if the, let me give you an example. This spring has shown us again that we're going to have some work done in our basement to keep water from coming in. We had an estimate. We're going with that person. If I want to video record them in my house doing that job, should they? Now, maybe I don't have a right to. Maybe they could say, I don't know. But I don't see what possible right they could have. It's my house. And if I want to video record a vendor who paints my house or fixes my basement's foundation or whatever, I don't see why they should have any right or any complaint. Now, I suppose they could take the old used out of context thing. And yes, I suppose, here's one, and I'm stretching. Here's what I could come up with. That a student could edit a video in such a way. I suppose they could, that's it. And I think that's a stretch. I truly do. Maybe the answer is, I don't know, but maybe the answer is to start recording all classroom lectures. Maybe that's the answer. Because you had the teacher in this case who said, no, I shouldn't have to provide a balanced. I shouldn't have to make the case that the Holocaust didn't happen. Well, nobody's saying that. But if you offer a political, that's a stupid analogy. If you offer a half an hour or however long it was, political screed, I don't think it was that long, political screed in one direction, you should have a counterbalance. All right, absolutely nobody wants to call in on this, so apparently no one else but me is outraged. They don't want to come on the air. What, they just agree with me? Oh, Jason says everyone who's called in has had bad cells. The governor's cell even sounded a little iffy. All right, so I stand corrected. Jason says all sorts of people are calling in, but their cell signals are such that he didn't feel comfortable in putting them on the air. So, all right, fine, I apologize. To those of you who were trying to call in, I didn't know. I'm just sitting here talking, and Jason's not telling me there's anyone that wants to call or wants to talk on the air, so I assumed that we didn't have anyone who wants to talk on the air. I should never assume. Mac in Gillette. Mac, how are you on the Jerry Bader Show?
Hello, Jerry. I'm the student soon to be attending NWTC.
Mm-hmm.
And I am equally as outraged and offended as you. In fact, I'd like to go with your suggestion about they should be recorded at all times. If they don't want to be recorded, neither should the students in the hallway.
Yeah.
And there should all recording devices should be banned, including security cameras.
Well, you know, and the thought of recording all classes might sound extreme, Mac, thanks a lot for the call, but they forced our hand here. And to have this faculty member get up and say, no, I don't think I should have to be balanced in my presentation. Andy in De Pere. Andy, go ahead.
Jerry, I agree with you. I think it's also a problem. We can't record anything in court either. The individual can't.
Right.
You know, the TV stations and everything else. And I think it's really just people don't want to be held responsible for what they're actually saying. But all these people are in positions of authority, and we should be able to hold them responsible for what they say.
Yeah, you actually make a good point, because citizens, I believe, can record governmental meetings. In fact, I'm pretty sure they can. That is, and what you're talking about, you know, in a court case where the media is allowed, there's really no reason, and some judges really clamp down on this, there is no reason that an individual shouldn't be able to record a court proceeding. None at all, Andy. And certainly in a classroom, I think this is preposterous. And I am going, there are now two things that I'm going to bring to my local elected or state officials. And this is one of them. Universities should not be able to ban students from video recording what goes on in the class. There is not, and certainly not in a public institution. Kevin in Green Bay. Kevin, go ahead.
I'm going to disagree with you, Jerry. I find that the older I get, I've been the staunch conservative, but I find myself leaning more and more libertarian all the time. And I think that what you're suggesting is really, really an overreach. that all these things should be recorded. Should they be allowed? I think that it should be allowed if the teachers agree to it.
Why?
But I think, well, here's the reason why. I have two students in college right now, and both of my kids have been raised in a conservative home to know what they believe, to be able to stand on their own two feet, and to defend their positions. And I think that it's right and proper in the context of an educational institution that they are able to defend themselves in that classroom. But I don't think that you need to have this come out of the classroom, get into the public arena like this, and now it becomes this big circus, which this has become. I think that what that young man should have done was that he should have taken it up with that teacher. If you and I know that we're never going to change the liberal theocracy.
Oh, yes, we can. That's what I'm going to disagree with you, Kevin, is we change it by exposing it. You're throwing up the flag and saying we're never going to change their minds, so we just have to teach our students to take them on toe-to-toe. We need to have our students take them on toe-to-toe. One of the ways you change it is expose this crap.
I think that what you're doing is that you're creating a situation where now then anything and everything, you know, if you did it, the reality of it is once it gets out there on YouTube and everything, maybe all of this goes away because now it's not such a big deal. Now we see it flooded out there with all this liberal rant, and so maybe then it just goes away and it's not a big deal anymore. But I think that, like I say, students need to be raised to stand on their own two feet. And I don't think that you have to allow them to be able to videotape it and put it in the public
but
arena.
But it's a public classroom. There's no. You said libertarianism. That's irrelevant. There's no expectation of privacy in a classroom. Yeah, you have to ponder that one a little bit, Kevin. To Steve on a cell. Steve, go ahead.
Gary, love your show.
Thank you.
I disagree only on the principle of freedom from cameras. The Orwellian thought that, hey, you know, we got enough cameras every place. Next thing you know, we're going to have one in our church watching our pastor.
Nah, that's not true. This is the taxpayers don't pay your pastor. You do. It's a private institution. That's apples and oranges. Look, my money, I've got two kids. And by the way, as I mentioned earlier, Steve, I taught college for 10 years. I have no problem with anyone ever video recording what I did in the classroom, or if a parent wanted to sit in, or another faculty, I never had a problem opening my classroom door. This is a publicly funded institution. There's no expectation of privacy there, Steve.
I agree. There's no expectation of privacy, and I was only playing devil's advocate because I do understand that, you know, that it's a public classroom. I would hate to see it go further than classroom into other things, but I would love to see it as a live video stream, because that way if you're a sick student, you can still get the teacher's lecture.
Steve, thanks a lot for the call. That's an interesting concept. I know what the problems would be there, though, because they want to charge for it and so on. Clayton in Green Bay. Clayton, you get the final word on this.
Okay. Well, you know, mind you, it's been since 1994 when I graduated from college, but I do remember in constitutional law class talking about a Supreme Court case, and I don't remember the case, where they said you don't have the expectation of the privacy in public. Just like the cops, once you put your garbage on the corner, they can go through it. It just is a public place, so same rules should apply. And I can't imagine it's gone the other way with as many cameras as they're putting up everywhere.
That's what an earlier caller said. You have surveillance cameras all over institutions of higher learning. But there's only one reason, Clayton, thanks a lot for the call. There is only one reason that they do not want cameras, students with iPhone cameras, video recorders, because they think they might do something to embarrass themselves. What the professor did in inviting this guy at Whitewater is reprehensible. But instead of facing consequences for that, University of Whitewater's response is, well, we're going to make sure this never happens again. You can't video record in the classroom anymore. I'm telling you, I think there should be a state law against this. It's 10:21.
For all things Jerry Bader, jerrybadershow.com.